Mr. Vice President Al Gore, Mr. Kevin Wall, I thank you for giving me the opportunity to speak in front of you. It is a great honor. Ladies and gentlemen, I will share with you now the way, in my opinion, the financial means for the climate crisis, the global warming, could be found. Privileged people of all nations, rich people of the planet, I ask you kindly to listen carefully to my idea. Please give me a chance to be heard. Everyone asks everything the governments. These cannot respond to all. That is why I think that now the time has come for the privileged to act. By sharing a piece of their wealth, and in this way showing dignity towards the world. I spent some time to study the private fortunes of the world. Not everyone is aware, but let me tell you, the total amount is $100 trillion. $100 trillion is 100,000 billions of dollars. That's not small stuff. Therefore, one should ask the privileged to contribute with a fraction of their wealth to stop the warming of the planet and contribute to this great goal, this great mission. You have to know that in the $100 trillion, about 25% are liquidities. My proposal is to ask the privileged to contribute only with their liquidities. If the privileged participate with 4% of their liquidities, it would mean $1 trillion, 1,000 billions of dollars. The banks use them to finance what will bring the highest return to the clients, but not where it is the most necessary. No privileged in the world can claim that this sacrifice will prevent him from living. The privileged people shall be able to save the world and avoid catastrophe, and they will save themselves by contributing to this immense task. In this manner, the privileged shall also save their honor by sharing, and not only by taking and being selfish. They shall allow the transformation of the world and all humanity. Let me end by remembering what two of the greatest people of the 20th century said. President John Kennedy, do not ask what the nation can do for you, but what you can do for the nation. And the Reverend Martin Luther King, I have a dream. I too have a dream that the privileged become conscious of their duty and what they can do for the world. President Kennedy decided to conquer the moon. He found the means and did it. The moon has been conquered. Now we have to save the planet Earth. Let us do it. That is why I call upon the privileged of all nations to come together for that mission and share some of their liquidities so as to give the world hope, means, and energy. I thank you from the bottom of my heart for the attention you have given to my words. Pierre Hafner, citizens of Geneva, Switzerland, thank you very much.